We have a guest in studio. Quincy Ross is here, and Quincy's grandfather stormed the beaches of Normandy for real 78 years ago, and now Quincy is storming the beaches of Normandy
in other ways.
In other ways, yeah. in the year 2022. Quincy, tell us first of all how you found out about this project to build condominiums on Juno Beach, which was the beach where Canadian troops came ashore on D-Day in 1944. How did you learn of this? What was your initial reaction? And what are you doing about it?
So this project actually came about 2.5 years ago, and I had learned about it last year, and my initial reaction was, this is ridiculous. It'll never go through. It'll never happen. And sure enough, a couple of months ago, I reread that, no, this is happening. I think I thought the idea of a condominium going up on sacred, what I would consider sacred land, so ridiculous that I didn't take it seriously when I initially saw it. And that's where there's been so much urgency in the past couple of months to do something about it for me.
So it's a proposed residential development that's being approved by how many levels of government were required to approve it in France, do you know?
Only municipal.
Okay.
So it's the previous mayor of Courcelles-sur-Mer that approved the development and immediately left office once he did. It was very much against local. There's a lot of local opposition and opposition against the whole project. And
local opposition based on the fact that this was where the Canadians came ashore on D-Day?
Absolutely.
That's heartening to know.
Yeah, that at least the locals are understand the impact that this would have. And the goal here is that, you know, I do believe that the government of Canada has the power to change. Has the power to have these discussions with the French government on a diplomatic level, which are currently happening. But I do think that they have the power to put even more pressure and say, this was where we shed blood for you.
So tell us about the initiative that you have taken personally and why it means so much to you personally.
Absolutely, Ted. I've started a petition petitioning the government of Canada. It's a platform that our government, our federal government, offers that's pretty incredible for Canadians if they ever want to speak about anything that bothers them at a higher level in government. So after 500 e-signatures, the member of parliament that you've chosen to represent you has to table a response.
And would that be Peter Schiefke?
Yes. Yeah. I chose the MP in my riding,
right.
Mr. Peter Schiefke. And the reason this is so important is not only is it on sacred land, but it's also threatening the activities of the Juno Beach Center. So the Juno Beach Center is one of the leading World War II history museums that keeps Canada's history and involvement in the Second World War alive in France. And this development is going adjacent to the Juno Beach Center. It is on land that's owned by the developer now and so on, but it'll also threaten their everyday, day-to-day activities and their efforts.
I think I read that the only road that you can access the Juno Beach Center by would be closed during the construction project or partially closed?
It wouldn't be closed. By a legal decision, the developer's space is completely enclosed, and that's correct, Ted. There's only one road to get to that the Juno Beach Center, solely for the Juno Beach Center, that now has legally been given access to the developer to develop. That road was not built for construction trucks. It was not built to consider that this will be going on for likely 22 months, likely going to be extended, you know, construction projects in Quebec, as we know, but what happens if they start digging and you find something? Everything halts. Why not just leave it? It's very aggressive behavior.
What do you think your grandfather, D-Day veteran Bill Ross, would think about this?
I think he'd be very disappointed. I think he'd be upset, very deeply upset. On the other hand, I think he'd be proud of me for at least trying. I think he'd be proud of a lot of Canadians trying. And I think he'd just hope that everyone would do the right thing in the end. He was a very loving man, a very understanding man. And so I think he'd hope that things will just fall into place as they should.
Where can people go to read and sign the petition?
Everyone can go onto the House of Commons website. You know, I should have had the petition number prepared with me, but I do not. I will share it with you, Ted.
Okay.
To share with the listeners.
And I'm going to put I'll put everything up on our social media channels and on my own social media as well. Quincy Ross, Quincy, good on you for doing this. And knowing you, I'm not surprised that you're doing it. And I'll bet your granddad would be proud.